hearing submissions on the proposed Southland Water and Land Plan. At this stage, we're still hearing from our scheduled submitters, and the next one on my list is G&B Stevenson. Yep, good afternoon. Come on up. Now, we've read your original submission, thank you very much for that. You don't need to read that out, but I see you've tabled some extra information. Would you like to just lead us through that?
It's pretty much just a wee bit more in depth on what was on the original submission.
Okay, that's fine.
A wee bit of explanation to where I was coming from on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you want to read it? Do you want us to read it? Or do
you I'll just read it out, and if you
have questions,
you can have that.
Yep.
Yeah. On reading the land and water plan, I said, identifies intensification as a problem, yet does little to address the problem. The way the plan is presented, it's obvious that the people that prepared it have been educated in the current information circle come flow. For our operation to comply with the plan, it would mean installing a livestock water system, fencing off our natural shelter to protect the very liberal interpretation of waterways, plant shelter to replace the natural shelter, intensify the land use of the area used to winter breeding cows, planting more area out in winter crop to accommodate the cows, increase our workplace hazards by not being able to utilise land of slope greater than 20 degrees, or 20 degrees and greater, by leaving a plough line that would be partway through our paddock. As an aside, if grandparenting was to be introduced, it would force us to buy large amounts of ear to maintain our land value, as we don't use any at present, and as the proposed plan stands, people contributing to the problem least are paying the most, with a downward pressure on their land values. However, my main frustration with the process is that as submitters, we must give alternatives to support our argument, yet we are not given the same courtesy from the council and given alternatives as farmers as what we can do. My suggestion is that Environment Southland could take a proactive position and create a new information flow by leasing, commissioning part of Dairy Hub and Woodland Research, and on behalf of farmers, research out alternatives to our present farming practices based around NMP usage. This way, Environment Southland own the information would be backed up by all important science, firstly showing base levels of nitrates and phosphates from well-managed clover ryegrass pastures, so farmers are not forced to reach unattainable levels, that is fighting against what naturally happens. Why do we need a new information flow? Because government pulled out funding of universities such as Lincoln and Massey in the 80s, leading corporates such as Ravensdown and Balance to take financial controlling position in these educating organisations, therefore controlling the information stream coming to farmers. As Ravensdown and Balance's two highest selling products are nitrogen and phosphate, it is highly unlikely they will allow any research to be done on reducing dependency of these elements or release any subsequent findings from research which indicates less is better. For example, in the last 30 years, has there been a ryegrass released that has needed less N or P for its persistence in pasture than the one it is replacing? As an aside, on looking at Ravensdown's website to find out the amount of money contributed to Lincoln, I was surprised to find their new focus is on increasing sales in hill and high country areas, justified by new technology for aerial application of fertiliser giving proof of placement on areas where there is minimal topsoil to absorb fertilisers and where multiple water sources originate. To fund this information flow, Environment Councils New Zealand-wide get together, go back to central government, point out this problem is largely their making by pulling out of funding universities such as Lincoln and Massey, ask for a levy tax to be put on N&P products. This money comes back to Environment Councils to fund the research. This way, farming operations contributing most to the problem are paying most to the solution. And again, Environment Southland is well placed to lobby government, as Mr. Roy will have good knowledge of which doors to knock on. If Environment Southland was to go ahead with this idea, research could be put in place to find fertiliser program which does not use N inputs to grow sufficient grass, and farmers can begin to build organic matter levels in their soils. At this point, farmers will be contributing to carbon secretion, helping to alleviate the threat of climate change. Thank you very much for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to say in terms of your original submission, or are you happy to go to questions?
Happy to go to questions.
Okay, Maurice, we'll start at your end.
Thank you very much. Could you perhaps elaborate a little bit more on the need about talking the first page about natural shelter, having to fence that off and then having to plant more shelter to replace that? What can you describe the situation that you're in there?
So on our property, it's the tops of the hills that have been developed and it goes into tussock sidelands, which then probably eventually, well, on the very liberal interpretation of what was in the waterway in the plan, is there'll be some water at some stage flow down those gullies. And a lot of that's tussock country is obviously not been ploughed, it's over 20 degrees probably. So we're not going to be able to put a fence line within, or the buffer zone area would be above the top of the, on top of the edge of the paddock. Yeah. Therefore, that's...
Alright, and at the moment the sheep get some shelter by being in amongst the tussocks and things.
So yeah, especially at Manitoulin. Yeah, and most of our paddocks, it's a bit like your hand, most of our paddocks have it either side, so if the wind's coming from one direction, they'll go to the other side of the paddock style. Yeah.
Okay, no, I didn't actually have very other questions. Your submission was very clear. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
No questions for me. Thank you.
Hello, George. I think what you're saying here is that an organic approach to pastoral farming will solve water issues much better than current practice, and that you can't actually get the right kind of advice to progress in the way you'd like to. Would that sum up what you're actually saying?
Yeah, I think it's that comment on the information trail that we're getting. It's all coming out of Lincoln and Massey, and you know, a lot of the younger farmers, they believe that the science should lead where they go as opposed to trying things and then science proving that it's a good thing to do. Mm. So yeah, there it's where our information is coming from is an issue.
Right. And there isn't, you're saying, a satisfactory stimulus on agriculture other than the influence of the two big fertiliser companies?
They control the information we're getting, I feel.
Control or influence? Control's a pretty strong word.
Well, we're part of the Southern Organic Group, and we got approached a few years ago by a small company that wanted us to do, the group to do trials on a fish-based product, and we suggested we couldn't do it because it wasn't certified. However, they went to Lincoln, and when the scientists were happy to do it, but when it went to council, it was squashed because of the influence of somebody on the board up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I think, Mr. Chairman, you make comment in the glossary of intensive winter grazing. You suggested the inclusion of a stocking rate into that definition. Do you have any other comments around that?
So, for our cattle operation, we've got a reasonably large area and not a very high stocking rate yet. If the plan was to go through in the present state, we'd probably have to, we're going to have to put our cattle on crop and find some other way of utilising the area that they're on at present. But from what I've noticed from our beef cattle anyway, they don't tend to go to waterways unless they're either thirsty or very hungry.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I have no further questions for you. Thank you very much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you again.